What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
All right, welcome to What the Fuck. Jillian's out this week, so Hart Fisher is filling in. But before we get to Hart, go to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code WHAT to get 50% off of a single item, to get 3 free DVDs, to get free shipping in the United States, and they'll even throw in a free mystery gift, all for going to adamandeve.com and using the promo code WHAT.
You got to help them out. You know, not everybody can fucking spell, Josh. For those that are mentally challenged, when you go to Adam and Eve and you make your order, that's what? W-H-A-T. What? W-H-A-T.
Obviously, Hart's with me because, like I said, Jillian's out, so this will really be an hour-long Hart attack.
Uh-oh.
What uh-oh? That's a good thing. Don't uh-oh
me on that.
It's
a good thing. I'd say it's a good thing, and especially because, like, tonight's Hart attack, or what the fuck slash Hart attack, I'm going to start it with a bang, man. I just got the paperwork from the record label. We're adding Slayers to American Horrors.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, dude. The first video that is going to come to American Horrors, the uncut version of World Painted Blood, is going to be airing on American Horrors, and I'm so damn happy.
Do you have the entire back library, too?
Well, that's something that we're talking about. You know, we're starting off with this video. Of course, I want the back library, especially Bloodline. I really want the uncut Bloodline video. But you start, you know, start one thing at a time. And I'm just so happy. And I wanted to give a shout out on the air. I wanted to thank Danzig, because Danzig introduced me to his director, Mark Brooks, on the set of shooting his big Danzig Legacy special. He is one of the guys who works on Metalocalypse, which is a great show that I really dig. And Mark brought me to Slayer. And so I'm so happy. I want to thank them both. I want to thank Danzig, and I want to thank Mark Brooks. You guys fucking rock.
Now, for this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This will probably take up the entire first segment here.
It's pretty dumb, isn't it?
Because it's pretty dumb, and it's something that's not a short one. There is apparently a rapper named Lord Finesse who has a song called Hip to Da Game, all written like he's an illiterate, and he is suing a guy named Mac Miller for $10 million for using a sample of his song Hip to Da Game in a mixtape. All right, that's kind of bullshit right then and there. Well, a British white rapper named Dan Bull criticized Lord Finesse and obviously used a clip of Hip to Da Game in his criticism. Well, guess what? YouTube took down the video that was criticizing Lord Finesse because Lord Finesse filed a copyright claim against Dan Bull. Now, people might go, well, obviously. Well, there is... dozens of other remixes of Hip to Da Game still on YouTube. The actual Mac Miller clip that he's being sued for $10 million over is still on YouTube. The one thing that got pulled? The criticism and the hypocrisy of what Lord Finesse is doing. I'm sorry, Hart, but this pisses me off just a little fucking bit.
I already went through this. This already happened to me. I made a feature film with a person for the feature Flowers in the Razor Wire, and the person that I made this film with was, well, let's be charitable and call him less than honest. And as we got into this project, and mind you, this went down all during my wife's cancer. I have a feature film I can't release because of a legal conflict with this creator that I did this film with. And we did a music video for this movie. And this particular person, out of spite, hit us up for a copyright infringement thing on YouTube, and YouTube yanked the video immediately. Never mind that it's our band, our music, our video. I paid for it, but oh no, there's this whole process that you have to go through. If anyone starts making these claims on your copyright, you got to go through this whole fucking process that could cost you some money, you know, and they make it very, very difficult to say, hey, this is mine. I mean, it's happened to me with some of the American Horrors clips where they've notified me that I'm using copywritten material. They never asked me if I had music releases for the material that I was using, because I have music releases for the material that I use because I'm a fucking real professional, goddammit. And so that irritates me that YouTube doesn't even contact you to say, hey, could you present your paperwork?
And sometimes it gets so lost in the legal mumbo jumbo. Like, there's an internet personality called the Angry Video Game Nerd. He obviously has his own YouTube channel, but he also works for a site called ScrewAttack.com. Well, he was putting up his Angry Video Game Nerd videos on his channel, which, by the way, he owns, and lawyers from Screw Attack had his channel shut down for bootlegging their material, which they don't own. They only license, and the owner
Here's
put
the
it
game,
up.
Guys. This is all part of the game. What's going on right now, it's all a game of control. The internet is an amazing tool of communication. Have you guys not noticed that when you go to watch the video of the cop beating up the innocent victim, like perhaps you saw the Long Beach marijuana clinic raid where a cop is standing on a non-violent kid's head and back, and we're talking a big man, a big cop, and this is a kid who did nothing, non-violent, totally did whatever the police officer said, and he's standing on this kid. Now, when you go to YouTube and you try to watch these videos, you might notice they don't play so good. In fact, when you're on YouTube, you might notice that the videos that have commercials in front of them play a hell of a lot better than the other clips. You might notice that clips that have political content in them don't play so good, don't share so good. I've had problems with Facebook interfering with my ability to share videos that had political messages in them that they didn't like. So this is all part of the game, Josh. The deal is they've set this up so that our legal system is completely ground to a halt. Our legal system is completely bankrupt right now. They have purposely cut the budgets on all the courtrooms to slow down medical malpractice, and other litigious lawsuits have been slowed to a fucking halt because there's no money for stenographers, for bailiffs, for the sheriffs, to get the prisoners back and forth. They don't have the money anymore. And now in California, they just cut another $600 million out of that budget when it already has ground to a halt. And they've done this around the whole fucking country. So this issue with YouTube, it's about stifling creative thought. They're using the excuse of copyright to establish control, much in the way that censors always want to protect the children whenever they're censoring something. There's a V-chip in my TV. There are parental controls in my cable box. But these cocksuckers never stop talking about how they got to protect the fucking kids from some photo or some TV show. So what this is going on with YouTube, it's just about control. It's about political control. It has nothing to do with copywritten material, nothing. That is the excuse. Now, when they start talking about the intricacies of copyright and copyright law, YouTube doesn't want your average user to know copyright law. They don't want you to know that shit. They want to be able to lie to you and sell you anything they want. There's this rampant bid for control on the internet. That's what's going on. That's why they keep trying to pass these crazy laws. And it's not just this country. It's going down in other countries, too. It's all over the world.
Well, right. And, I mean, YouTube is so stringent on their copyright bullshit. I actually had something
they're
removed.
Not, dude, they're not stringent. They're not stringent on their copyright bullshit.
Seems to be on. Seems
they're
to
not.
Be when it comes to me. Just last
no,
week, I tried
because,
to upload something.
Josh, political thought. What are you? You're a political activist, Josh. What just happened to you? You just got fucking hacked to fucking back. You know you got dudes going through your social media. You know there's a private company somewhere going through everything you say and do. And they're being paid for with taxpayers' money. Remember that, folks. Taxpayer money, your tax dollars are being spent on private corporations to watch people like me and Josh, who just like to talk on the radio and tell people to go vote and stand up for themselves, and they're following us, they're watching us. You think it's an accident you have problems? It's not an accident. You've been fucking red flagged, Josh.
I hope I've been red flagged. But
you have been. You don't need to hope. You have been, dude. They're on you, man.
Because I tried to upload something as innocuous as the trailer for the 1989 movie Flesh Gordon Meets the Cosmic Cheerleaders last week.
Oh, that's a good one, man. Flesh Gordon is fun. Folks at home, if you have not seen Flesh Gordon, get yourself some vodka, a little bit of libation, some popcorn. That's a good night.
And the sequel's even more insane. Flesh Gordon meets the Cosmic Cheerleaders is the batshit insane
sequel. I never
saw
it, dude. Is it a big budget sequel like the first one was?
No. It's low budget, but it's one of those ones that knows it's a bad movie straight out.
Oh, okay.
And it's got all the bad jokes. Like, they fly through an asteroid field, and all the asteroids are shaped like butts.
If you like science fiction parody, heavenly bodies and galactic trips beyond Uranus, then you will not want to miss the sequel of the cult classic, Flesh Gordon, in the hilarious comedy, Flesh Gordon meets the Cosmic Cheerleaders.
You PC Junior has just detected a feline.
Flesh, let me just have a feel.
No, he promised me I'd be next.
Your penis and my brain will be a marriage made in hell.
The hero always gets the girl.
Then we'll start bombarding the earth with impotence radiation to prepare it for my coming.
There is something in the atmosphere that makes it impossible to pop a boner.
Appetizing,
oh,
my little pet.
When I met you in the bowl of love, well, I was swirling around.
Flesh Gordon, we were expecting you.
They plan to take over the universe with an army of cold bitches, dogmen, and your penis!
You, as the possessor of the virile force, must make love to the queen.
I'll only stick it in halfway.
And I don't want you licking me if you haven't brushed your teeth.
Keep your panties on, Rabunda.
I don't wear panties, but I will if you agree to help.
I love this kind of adventure. All I have to do is park a cute queen, and I'm a hero.
So they wouldn't let you upload that for copyright infringement?
It was taken down within 5 minutes, and I had to sit through that. What is copyright? What is not copyright?
No, why they said that it was copyright material, and that's why they took
yes.
it down?
Yes. They said
see,
it was
what they do to
material.
Me, I don't really get the copyright material. They did that to me when the creator was fucking with me. This fucking creator went out. This dude, you got to love an asshole, and I fucking paid. For the film score, the 6.1 surround sound mix, I fucking paid for it out of my pocket while my wife is recovering from cancer so this asshole could go buy his house because I'm such a nice fucking guy. And this dildo turns around and stalks me on the web for the next 2-3 years, talks shit on me to the point where I had to send him legal notice about slander and defamation of character, et cetera, and then I can't even release my fucking movie that's finished. It's fucking done. The Flowers and the Razor Wire feature film is done, sitting on a shelf, because I don't want to sit in court with this asshole. And he went onto YouTube and started a harassment campaign and just was fucking clicking on all these fucking different clips. And it was just like, you son of a bitch. And YouTube, fucking utter dicks, utter fucking dicks. And it's a machine. You're not even dealing with a person. You got like these multiple choice answers that don't even apply to what you're dealing with. How about you give me a phone number and a fucking human being, you cocksuckers at YouTube, because you don't want to deal with us. Is there a phone number on YouTube anywhere where you could go call customer service?
Not that I'm aware of.
Exactly, because they don't care about their customers. They don't care about their consumers. Not like I do at American Horrors, where the consumer is job one, and my job is to scare the shit out of my consumers.
Well, and then I'd also like to talk a little bit about the Lord Finesse thing and the hypocrisy of it. So he's suing.
Well,
Max.
You're caught up on the wrong thing. You know, I think it sucks, but this isn't about criticism. It's not about he criticized somebody. This is just about them exercising control. It's completely arbitrary, dude. Just like me being banned from Wikipedia. Somebody got a hair up their ass about it, or the dude being criticized probably just hit that button. That's all you have to do. It doesn't take much, man. Thing is if you go out and you start filing a bunch of false claims, YouTube will come back on your ass. So if you are falsely claiming that this is your copywritten material and someone goes through the process, you are fucked for committing fraud.
Well, I just wanted to point out the hypocrisy that the Lord Finesse is suing people for using samples of his song when his song is made from samples of an Oscar Peterson song?
I really can't comment on it because I don't know the music. I don't know. I couldn't comment on it. I mean, I can say honestly, as a writer, you know, music has influenced me. I mean, thank God nobody can fucking sue me for sampling a song feeling. That I could definitely, you know, Flowers on the Razor Wire was named after a snatch of Sisters of Mercy.
Well, would you, as the director and creator of The Garbage Man, would you be pissed if all of a sudden you saw a clip from The Garbage Man pop up in a YouTube video of somebody saying, like, this is one of my favorite serial killer movies, and they used your clip and didn't compensate you? Would you be pissed, or would you kind of go, all right, it's getting that out there to somebody who might not have seen this movie yet?
My film, The Garbage Man, got pirated to fucking back when I really needed the money to pay for my wife's cancer bills. When The Garbage Man finally came out and I got the release, it was the number one selling title for the distributor, and they fucked me. They didn't fucking pay me. The download people, the pirate people, pirated the fuck out of it, and I didn't make any money, man. And my wife was sick and just fucking carved to the bone from chemotherapy and radiation, and I was just I was so mad. I was so furious, and I wrote crazy shit, and I went after people over The Garbage Man. You know, I sent notices to guys writing Garbage Man novels, and, you know, what the fuck are you going to do? It's kind of out there. It's a weird thing. Copyright's a strange thing, man, and a lot of it has to do with how much money you have to enforce the copyright. And according to American law forces you. People always complain about Disney, and they're like, why would Disney go after a preschool for having Mickey Mouse on the side of the wall? They had to, because according to American law, to maintain control over your copyright, you got to go after everybody. If one guy starts using your copywritten material, they water down the hold on your trademark, and that's American law, and that's just the fucking game. That's just the fucking way it is. So I understand the anger of the artist wanting to sue over this. I understand his rage and his frustration. I can understand why he probably hit that button, you know, and hit that, because you know that's what happened. It didn't just accidentally get taken down. Somebody made a complaint, Josh.
Right, but my thing is, in America, we have what's called fair use, which says
correct.
You can use copyrighted materials for commentary, satire,
social commentary,
or parody. Yes.
Social commentary,
and
criticism. Don't forget criticism.
Right. And that's exactly what the Dan Bull video was. He was criticizing Lord Finesse for suing someone else for stealing what Lord Finesse himself had stolen. This squarely falls under the fair use law of the United States. That's what makes me even more enraged at YouTube over this, that yes, Lord Finesse or his lawyer clicked that link. But at the
Dude,
same
they're
time,
they're dicks.
YouTube doesn't even take fair use into account. That's what eats my ass about this, Hart.
I have a big problem with YouTube about all that stuff. And the thing is what you're talking about is you're talking about a large corporation. You're talking about a big elephant, and a big elephant moves slowly and ponderously. And it's also who owns YouTube?
Google.
So Google, the evil empire, owns them. And what has Google been caught doing? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Censoring.
Google's making street maps. And when Google makes their street maps, as they drive down your street, they have software. They have special computer devices designed to suck up every unprotected Wi-Fi network. It invades every – it's not like it's in the air and it just snatches it, guys. This software is designed to go into your unprotected network over Wi-Fi. That's why nothing in my home is wireless, guys. I'm wired. I am Ethernet. I am in cables. No wireless in my house, in my life, unless it's a fucking remote control or the fucking wireless phone. And the reason why is because there's groups like these cocksuckers at Google who have been driving their cars up and down your street, mapping out every street, putting up your front of your house online for any sick fuck to see who wants to do twisted things to you. I'm really upset about the maps thing and the satellite maps, but that's a whole other topic. Getting back to what Google did, Google sucked up everybody's passwords, bank passwords, email passwords, credit card information, all of your private information. Google took it. These fuckers stole everything. They stole it, man. They invaded everybody's privacy. They've got all this info. The fucking inventor of this software pleaded the Fifth Amendment about his software. He will not discuss the software he designed for Google to steal all this information. They're still doing it. The court case stopped in 2010. Why? Because the government decided they didn't have enough money to prosecute this. And this is happening around the fucking world. The German government has arrested a bunch of Google people for doing the same fucking thing right now. Oh, God, I get angry. I'm sorry, Josh, but I've been fucked up the ass over this shit. And I'm sick of the complacency. I'm sick of motherfuckers going on my page and talking about voting is useless because of Obama. Fuck Obama. You need to vote in your local election.
We're going to be talking about that in the next segment. We're going to talk about a lot of voting.
Sorry, segment. I know. I just get so fucking wound up because there's a lot at stake here, guys. The world is changing. Our world, America's changing, and these scumbags are trying to create a fascist state. And when you hear fascist, you think Nazis, but that's wrong. The definition of fascism is when the corporations, when they control the government. That's the definition of fascism. And what do we have here in America with billions of dollars being spent blindly by corporations to get you to vote their way?
Which is what we're going to be talking about in the next. So we're going to
take I'm bored with this YouTube topic, dude. I don't even want to get in the hypocrisy of it. I'm fucking bored with it. Let's go on to the next fucking thing. I'm ready. Let's hammer it.
No, we're going to take a break. You're going to calm down and go get another drink. We're going to take a break.
I didn't even finish
we'll
this one. I need to.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Grr.
Now, all of you out there who remember when Jillian and Hart and I were all talking about SOPA and all the bullshit, well, remember how I warned you out there that SOPA was never meant to pass, that it was meant to find the flaws
well,
in
Josh,
the system
I think,
find
Josh,
their allies?
I hate to interrupt your role, but you should explain to the people at home what SOPA is for the new viewers that might not be listening from previous shows.
The Stop Online Piracy Act. Basically, it was handing the keys to the entirety of the internet to the movie studios, the recording companies, Virgin, Elektra, 20th Century Fox, Paramount, etc.
Viacom,
all them. So if you out there on YouTube or even on your own blog, or if you create a song that's even critical of something of, say, the movie Alien, 20th Century Fox would be able to get your website shut down and get you banned from the internet.
With no evidence, with
right.
no due process, with no
That's why I said
anything.
It basically handed the keys straight to them, and it failed due to overwhelming public support against it.
And hey, because of fucking guys like us, man, I worked hard to fucking defeat that legislation.
I was
politically active on that. That and CISPA, the follow-up.
Well, and then there's a new one.
There's a new one?
Lamar Smith from Texas, he's the same guy that introduced SOPA and TIPA, now he has the Intellectual Property Attaché Act. And
what's the acronym for this thing?
IPAA, IPA.
And I love how they make these things so you don't know what it is.
Well,
it's the KMC Act. It's the JCP Act.
Hang on,
Hart. What the fuck are you talking about?
Actually, that gets even worse. This is the opening paragraph of the language, okay? I quote, I'm quoting here, to promote a level playing field for American innovators abroad and American job creation by improving the intellectual property attaché program and coordinating and aligning intellectual property policy with compelling economic interests of the United States and freedom.
Freedom, of course. They got to put freedom in there when they're talking about fucking you up the ass and taking away all your freedom.
Exactly. What this basically comes down to is it's SOPA all over again, but like I warned, they learned who their allies are now, and they learned what not to say in these. For instance, the vote on this, they are not going to release the language of the entire bill until the day it's to be voted on.
What? How is a lawmaker supposed to make up their mind about a law if they don't know about it till the day they vote on it?
That's the point. See, they're even sneakier than that, Hart. This is not a bill to pass Congress. They are calling it a treaty with other countries. Does not fall under nearly as much scrutiny as a bill does.
Motherfuckers!
So see what I mean? How they learned what not to do via SOPA?
Dude, you know what? I've been trying to tell people, you know... Fuck, man. I've been trying to keep assholes out of my life, all right? I've been trying to keep dickhead, lying, backstabbing motherfuckers out of my life. And I refer to that as weeding my garden. And I used to get really mad. Like, I had a group of guys, a group of people, and they're cool, and they bring in somebody else, or all of a sudden somebody goes sour. And I used to get angry about it. But I realized that it's a process. When you are a farmer, you just understand that you're going to be weeding your garden. And these assholes, they're just pests. They're just vermin. And they are. They're vermin. They're fucking vermin. They want to control you. They are terrified by freedom. These people are terrified by a free people. They don't want that. They want to control you. No Child Left Behind Act. Patriot Act. Everything they name this shit is a lie. It's like the opposite land. It's opposite land. If it says No Child Left Behind, you better realize that it's the Leave Everybody Child Behind Act. You know what I'm saying? This is fucking insane. And now it's going to... What do you mean a treaty?
Because what they're doing is they're basically going to the foreign countries that are our allies, such as the UK, European Union, things like that, and saying, now if you guys pass similar laws to what SOPA and PIPA were going to be, then as your allies, having a treaty with you, we will have to pass those laws
to follow your law.
Right. So what they're doing is they're worming it in by going through foreign countries and saying, all of our allies are doing it, now we have to too. That's how
you know
fucking
what, man?
This Lamar Smith of Texas.
That's a big mistake, man, because Lamar Smith does not understand what a bad position that puts the country in. If you pass a treaty like that, does that mean that we are going to have to follow Arab law? No, dude, seriously, if you fucking sign the treaty like that where you say, oh, we got to pass these laws because they got them in these other countries about the internet. Well, you know what that means, folks? That means that you can't have alcohol in your TV shows, because in the Arab world, that's a no-no. You can't have any nuns getting killed in your horror film, because in Latin America, that's a no-no, and it's censored and banned. That opens up a whole host of issues about drug laws, search and seizure laws. I mean, it opens it up to, like, what, are we going to have Shira law here? We're going to have, like, the fucking guys who put women in burqa suits and the beekeeper suits, and they're going to be saying, hey, you know, you got to have laws like ours over there in America. That treaty is a bad idea. How do we fight this, Josh? How do we fight? I mean, congressional vote is one way, but how do we fight this treaty thing?
What you've got to do is, specifically those people in Texas, but every single listener out there in America, obviously we can't influence the other countries, which most of which have already
passed. Yeah, we can, dude. Fuck that shit. We can totally influence other countries. American horrors is worldwide, motherfucker. Worldwide! We influence people, Josh. Don't shut that door on yourself, my friend.
Well, what it comes down to is, you need to contact, every single person out there needs to contact your state representatives and say, if you are planning on voting for the Intellectual Property Attaché Act, and that's
so wait a minute. So does this treaty come up for vote in front of the Congress and the Senate?
It will, yes.
So therefore, we can put pressure on our elected representatives, because remember that, folks.
That's what I'm asking you to do.
These people that are in the House and the Senate are our elected representatives. They are supposed to represent your view.
What I want everyone to do, you contact your representative, and you do it nice. You don't go, oh, motherfucker, I'm going to take you down if you vote for this. No, you do it nice.
That doesn't work.
Very
you
wordy.
Get more with honey than vinegar, straight up, guys.
So,
you got to talk nice to these people. You're not going to get people on your side by saying, hey, dickhead, I voted for you. You better do what I say.
Right.
You
want to
be
so,
polite.
Be
polite
nice.
When you call these people.
Be
and
nice.
It's not nice. Don't be
them.
Nice. Be fucking polite.
Okay, yes, that's a better word. Be polite.
Polite.
But you tell them, if they vote for this, if they support it in any way, they will be unemployed come January. Because
don't say unemployed. They don't understand that word, Josh. You got to say vote. Here's the thing, guys. Forget about that unemployed. That's a threat. You need to tell them straight out, I am a registered voter. I vote in every election. And if you do not represent my views, I am going to vote against you. If you say it in another way, it's a threat. You don't want to do that. You want to let them know that you're a voter. That may immediately they're going to care. They don't give a fuck if you're just some asshole who calls them up, because they're going to check. I've called them. I've called my reps. I've been fighting this kind of legislation like crazy because it affects me. It affects my fucking business. It affects everything I'm about as an American. And this is important, guys. There's a power grab going on right now, and these giant corporations want to shit on your face, man. They want to pin you down on your back and put their assholes right over your face and shit all over you. And it's because you don't vote. It's because you don't take an interest in the political process. And that starts at home with your school district, with your city council. Very fucking important. Very important. So when you contact your elected representative, you let him know immediately, I am a voter. That's the first thing they're going to give a fuck about. Number two, if you host a radio show, because I tell these fuckers, yeah, not only do I vote, I'm the owner of a TV network. And I'm going to report on my TV network which way you vote. And Josh, that's what we need to do. We need to start compiling a list of how some of these representatives vote. We need to figure out where this fucking Lamar Smith, what his congressional district, and organize a way to get him voted the fuck out. People think, oh, he's a Republican in Texas. He's invulnerable. That's bullshit. That's people closing the door on possibility. Anything can happen. Last night, when I was at my grappling class at GoCor and Jean LaBelle's, the Hyaston Academy, they brought in the mother of Ronda Rousey, who's the current bantamweight strike force champion for females, and they brought in the mother. The mom is an Olympic champion also. You know what her fucking name is? She's known as Broken Arm Annie. This is serious shit. This is about fighting. This is about fighting them. We got to be smart. Anything can happen. And this woman, her mother, Annie, she is a judo champ with the leg that you use to stand on. Judo involves a lot of throwing. And you need your legs to be able to post on, which means you stand on one leg to do the throw. The leg that she needed to stand on, she already had all the ligaments ripped out of. So she couldn't do judo the way everybody else did. She reinvented it. She went against type. She should have never been a judo champ. But fucking A, she is. Just like her daughter, Rhonda. Rhonda's won, I think, her last 7 or 9 victories, all with arm bars. So when you say, oh, he's a Republican in Texas, we'll never get rid of him. Fuck that shit. Let's take him out. Take him the fuck out. Vote him out. Let's surgically remove this motherfucker.
And absolutely. Happen. Because what this comes down to, they're trying to cloak this in piracy, as they always do. Oh, it's to stop the torrent.
It's like, not piracy.
It's not about piracy. It's about control. That's
Let me
problem.
Tell you something. I think this is the appropriate time for me to talk about Alki David. Alki David is known as the crazy billionaire, an heir to the Coca-Cola bottling empire, and the owner of Film On. I'm a big, big fan of Alki. Alki paid a man $1 million to streak an Obama rally with Battle Cam written on his back. What is Battle Cam? Battle Cam was a thing he started Film On with, a prank channel. Alki loves to prank people. He's fucking funny. The guy's hilarious. But he's smart, really smart. And when he started up with Film On and he got involved with creating content and creating intellectual properties, he came across the fact that, oh, you know that company CBS? Oh, and CNET? They own the biggest illegal download site there is, download.com. And their employees were putting up videos and putting up links and putting up, no, not links, but actually posting right there exactly how to get software to circumnavigate copywritten material. And they did this. Why did they do this? Well, it's my feeling that CBS did this for one reason. They figured out that in order to fight piracy, they would just create their own pirate download site. And what they would do is charge advertising dollars for their pirate site, which is download.com. It's hypocrisy. So while their CBS Recordings is suing people all over the country for illegally downloading their copywritten music, CBS is busy telling people how they can steal it, giving them tools to steal it. And just last week, a judge with the last name of Fisher, I'm happy to say, made a judgment for Alki. And the head of the recording association also came out on Alki's side and spoke up for him and said, hey, this is hypocrisy. And so Alki's fighting the good fight, but you haven't read about it anywhere. You haven't heard about this shit in Rolling Stone. You haven't heard about it in People magazine. You haven't heard about Film On, period, because there is corporate control in this country. It's the fastest country. The corporations now run this country. It's fucking fact, guys. It's just the way it is. They're the ones who design and write legislation. Anybody who wants to complain about Obama, suck my fucking dick, you stupid fucks. He's the rubber stamp at the end. We need to go from the ground up. This is about the ground up.
Well,
this is about your local representative.
What it comes down to, when you think about it hard, is exactly what you just said. Like Lamar Smith, the reason he keeps trying to push these things through, he's in the pockets. You look at
he's
his
bought and paid for.
Yeah, you look at all his biggest donors. What do you know? The president
for.
Of Paramount, the president of 20th Century Fox, Richard Branson, things
for.
Like that. Because they're his bosses. So what
That's
you
right.
people need to do, vote out any motherfucker that is going to vote for this. You tell
right.
them that this is not just dangerous, it's fucking irresponsible to be trying to censor the internet because somebody put a 20th Century Fox-owned property on YouTube. That's
Here's
ridiculous.
That's
burning down
my,
the house to kill the cockroach.
Here's the thing, Josh. Okay, so Alki has this lawsuit with CBS and CNET, and the judge tossed out 2 of the 3 counts. But the third count, the judge said flat out, it's obvious that this count is real because they have all the videotapes, they have all the links, they have all the employees, they have all the talking horses that talk for CNET. They've got all the evidence. So it's going through, man. And they're trying to shut it down. They're trying to ignore Alki. They're trying to shut him out. But it's not going to happen. He's a fucking billionaire. He's got muscle. This is the guy who's back in American Horrors. This is the guy where my home is. All right, I launched American Horrors with Film On because I knew they were a forward-looking company. But better than that, I fucking like Alki. I like his stance. I like that he's fucking duking it out with these lying cocksuckers. I mean, for a billionaire, Alki, holy shit, what a decent human being you are. How the fuck did you become a decent human being being so rich? Because all these other rich fucks are rich fucks. They do lip service. They do bullshit. They don't really do the real thing. It's still all about control. And the internet is where it's at now because we're all talking to each other and we're expressing our ideas. And they can't censor the news on the web the way they do on corporate TV. When I read the paper, I used to never read the business section in the newspaper. I never read it. I thought, oh, this is Wall Street shit. And then once I started reading the business section, that's where the real news is. And that's only the news they're going to fucking tell you. Because
the
in this country...
The internet needs to remain the Wild West. There needs to be no oversight. You can't... The thing with IPA here is the fact that it stimulates freedom. How does limiting freedom stimulate freedom?
It doesn't, folks. All this stuff, like when we talk about... I kind of went off on this on a heart attack on an earlier episode where I'm like, look, if I'm going to say cunt, I'm going to say fucking cunt. If I'm going to say nigger, I'm going to fucking say nigger. If I'm going to say fag, I'm going to say fucking fag. It's a free country. You cannot censor my language because when you censor my language, you're censoring my ideas. When you censor my ideas, you're controlling me. And that's all about control. And they're going to say, oh, we have to regulate hate speech. That's against freedom, guys. You can't. Who's to decide what hate speech is? I'm currently reading all about Nelson Mandela, and it's all about Nelson Mandela's campaign against apartheid. And when you study the history of apartheid, you can see some of that happening in the laws they're trying to pass now. This weird, crazy double talk that they're doing to bend over backwards, and it's just a blatant control. It's about political thought, guys. None of this is about copyright. None of this is about copyright. At the end of the day, it's about political control. It's a scapegoat, exactly. It's the same as we have to protect the children. And I'm a creator. I've been fucked.
Think about it like this, Hart. What we're doing right now would actually probably violate the IPA Act if it would go through. We would be targeted. That's how much bullshit this is. What we're doing right now.
Josh, have you guys found out who did the hacking yet?
Not the last time I'd heard. Not the last time I spoke to Todd.
I would not be surprised if it was a government group. I'm just telling you the truth because I remember COINTELPRO, and that's a fact of the fucking matter, and that shit doesn't change.
So
if you do not study your history, folks, you will be doomed to repeat it.
Or it
you
will
need
repeat
to know your history.
You. Or it will repeat you. So
repeat you. It'll rape you, grind you up, chew you up, and spit you out. You'd be sitting there with your fucking asshole bleeding all over the sidewalk and going, God damn, I fucking wish I'd voted that lawmaker out who fucking put that law into action.
But he was against gay marriage, so I voted for him. That's how stupid people are.
Give me a fucking break.
On that note, Hart, we got to wrap it up.
The gays want to get married. Let them get married. Who gives a fuck? Let them put their dick where they want. Let them do their thing. Let them be married. Who gives a fuck?
Republicans. So, all right, Hart, you run American Horrors.
We're down to the sales pitch. Here's the sales pitch, kids. I'm the owner and host of American Horrors, and I've got Uncut Danzig, and now I'm going to get Uncut Slayer, and I'm showing you nothing but the best in American Horror and horror from around the world. We're showing you movies you can't see on FearNet, because FearNet can suck my motherfucking dick. Chiller can suck my motherfucking dick. We own horror, you motherfuckers, and you can get a piece of it for as little as $1.95 a month at www.filmon.com.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com, 1201beyond@gmail.com. My weekly column, Sanity is Razor Thin, at geekjuicemedia.com, and my monthly column, The Shadows of Pop Culture, in Scene Magazine, if you happen to be in the Green Bay area. And I also want to say, guys, if you're going to shop at Amazon, go to 1201beyond.com and click through the links. It costs you nothing, but we get a little kickback out of whatever you buy at Amazon. So it helps us out, and it costs you nothing other than going to my webpage. So
and hey, guys, go ahead and go to Adam and Eve, and don't forget to use the code name of what? I mean, I know it sounds like it's just a commercial shill, but get yourself some lube and know that you're supporting What the Fuck.
And just relax a little bit. Use it
Have
to relax.
Fun.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your again. Can you picture what will be so limitless and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate
The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall. He went into the room where his sister lived and then he paid a visit to his brother and then he walked on down the hall and he came to a door and he looked inside. Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. Mother, I want to. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us and meet me at the back of the blue bus. Do not blue rock on that blue bus.
Yeah. this is.